Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on March 31 regarding Angel Velez, V-E-L-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Velez as described in the reports listed above. Paired additional records show he returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 11-5-20 relative to his shoulder. Paired had previously been seen on 6-29-20 for a need for treatment evaluation. Paired he maintained excellent shoulder range of motion and had good strength. Paired the cortisone shot only helped temporarily. Paired he was never approved for PRP injections. Paired he was taking Celebrex as needed. Paired Dr. Lipschultz discharged him from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Paired new paragraph on 8-23-21, Dr. Lipschultz performed another need for treatment evaluation. Period. On this occasion, he opined Mr. Velez's current shoulder symptomatology is a result of the traumatically induced degenerative changes in the right shoulder. But he has still been able to function at a high level, but he did not see an indication for surgical intervention. Period. If his arthritis became more symptomatic in the future and he had a loss of motion and strength, he might require shoulder replacement surgery. Period. At this time, he was young for such surgery. Period. He's still a candidate for a PRP injection. Period. Cortisone injection in the past only provided a brief benefit. Period. He could continue working full duty as well as with a self-supervised home stretch and strengthening program. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz through ...10-21-21, but at that time he noted performing a PRP injection to the right shoulder on 10-15-21. Period, the petitioner had decent motion. Period, he was educated that it would take some time to see the results of the injection. But he was currently not working as he was laid off. Period. And Dr. Lipschultz's last visit on 12-2-21, he felt he derived a benefit from the injection. Period, he was having less pain. Period, he had also been out of work for over 4 months and was scheduled to go back to work in January. Period, he had full range of motion of the shoulder with good strength and was neurovascularly intact. Period, Dr. Lipschultz again discharged him from care to follow up as needed. Next section, findings and conclusions. In consideration of the additional documentation supplied, I would now offer the same level of permanent disability that I did previously and will mark to be inserted here. Period. Once again, he demonstrated excellent motion and good strength upon Dr. Lipschultz's final discharge from care on 12-2-21. Period, the petitioner had been able to continue working, but was currently laid off. Period, it was anticipated he would go back to work in January. Period. In short, the additional records do not alter my previous assessment of permanent disability in this matter. Period.